You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
The Bible says there are nations that the Lord left to test all of those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. So he left nations in the land to test his people. And he will leave people around you and even on your job to test you. You can't wipe out all of your enemies. If you did, you wouldn't have anything to work for. God cannot perfect us if everything is peaceful.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Be Bold, Be Strong. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 31.
A continuation from this morning. In the book of Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 31. I strongly recommend that you get the message from this morning. One man, one mission. As we deal with the fear factor, fear has invaded our space and is now dictating what many of us do from one day to the next. And I believe God is trying to drive out the stronghold of fear. And to do so, you need power, love, and a sound mind. We need to look at Judges chapter 3 and pull something, extrapolate from the text, a character that we haven't seen before. One man that I believe God wants us to examine, but you got to get the backdrop as we move forward. This is Judges 3, verse 1 through 6, and then we're looking at verse 31. The word reads like this: these are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. The five rulers of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hittites, the Hivites, I said this morning, all of the ites, the Shilites, and all kind of ites that we deal with, living in Lebanon, the Lebanon mountains, from Mount Baal Hermon to Lebo Hanath. They were left to test the Israelites. Here's the purpose: to see whether they would obey the Lord, the Lord's commands, which he had given their ancestors through Moses. Let me just say, God has put things and obstacles in our way to see if we would obey him. Many of us are getting involved with the hikes, the ites in the land, and we forgot to obey God. And I believe the Lord, one of the things that fear does is through the cracks of our disobedience, fear feels like it has the fear factor, the fear feels like it has a right to dictate what we do. But I believe if we would obey God and keep his commandments, we close the door for the invasion of fear. Verse 5 says, the Israelites lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Hittites. They took their daughters in marriage and gave their own daughters to their sons and served their gods. There was some swapping going on. intermingling with people who were inferior to the purpose of God. Not that they not weren't purposeful, but for God's people, it slowed down purpose for them to be hanging around folk that weren't going in the same direction. And they intermingled their lives. They allowed it to happen. They allowed it to happen. They allowed their children to intermingle with folk. They got involved with folk, and they knew it was wrong because it was okay for them. They knew what was going on in the back room, but they said it's okay. Some people, as long as the drug money gives money, the drug dealer gives money, we don't say nothing about the drug use or the drug exchange. And I'll preach myself happy, but we need to watch this in our community. There's a lot of bloodshed because parents turn the other way. And it's right here in the Bible, and this is what God wants us to look at because he wants to set us free. Fear comes in when we allow things to come in. But I like verse 31. After Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. He too saved Israel. Only one verse for this man. But he's powerful. I call him a momentum shifter. I could have preached this at our next men's conference, but God said, now, I got to preach it now. There's some momentum shifters in here. There's some people that are full of courage from the subject under the series, The Fear Factor, a message entitled, Be Bold, Be Strong. Say, be bold,
be bold.
Be strong. There's a song that says, be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Father, I give you praise for this moment, and I thank you for the strength to minister the word of God. Help us as your people, Lord, to rid ourselves from the Sidonians, the Canaanites, the Philistines, the intermingling, the compromise, and help us to embrace truth today. Father, I thank you that the portal of fear is shut down and closed. And I thank you, Lord, that courage and audacity will rise. Use me for your glory. Think through me, speak through me, use me. And Father, I thank you for the mind to comprehend, the heart to receive, the spirit to contain, the ear to hear, in Jesus' name. And we will give you praise for the end result. Again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can you electrify the atmosphere? I said electrify. Yes, Lord. I'm about to do our confession of faith. I would like for everybody to quote it. At the 8 o'clock, I had to do it twice. Only 20% was reading it with me or quoting it with me. They're going to put it on the screen now. But I would love for all of us to get involved. My job is to transport people and resources to a predetermined spot. You don't go until you participate. 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 Help me. You got to participate. You can't just sit at church and look at the choir and see them sing and you just fold in your arms and you don't participate. You don't get a retirement from the military until you what? You don't get a paycheck on your job until you what? Why would you come to church and spectate? And just fail to participate. Participate. Ah, participate. Participate. Ooh, participate. Participate. So let's get ready for our confession of faith. All right. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. You're not a crook, son. You're just a shook one. You're not a crook, son. You're just a shook one. Confess that. You're not a crook. You're just shook. Mob Deep for you all. I'm a crook. No, you're not. You're not a crook. Stop confessing that. You just shook. All right. This passage is powerful. The whole book of Judges is powerful because it shows us a nation that came out of slavery under the leadership of Moses for 40 years. That 40-year tenure was sound. Moses was a very consistent leader. He led them through. If you ever want to see the picture of pastoring, you got to go to the book of Numbers. If you ever wonder whether you're a pastor or not, go to the book of Numbers and look what you're going to deal with when it comes to dealing with people. You're going to see highs and lows. You're going to see drought. You're going to see hunger. You're going to see thirst. You're going to see fighting, wars, insurrections, and all of it. And it will happen in any church. But if you're not familiar with the scriptures, you'll be shocked when there's conflict. You'll be shocked when there's conflict. Conflict happens with every movement that God is in charge of. Conflict happens in every family. Conflict happens in every church. So if you're shocked at people, you have to be shocked with self. Because if the church was perfect and I showed up, I made it imperfect. And if the church was perfect and you showed up, it was less than perfect. So stop acting like people make it imperfect. We make it imperfect. I make it imperfect. And that's why we all need the Lord. And we all need to obey God. And this is why we're pushing people, even those that are feeling like God is leading you to be baptized. You don't need to go through all of these gyrations. If God is telling you to go to the pool, go to the pool. What do I say? Just obey God. And this is what we're after here. The book of Judges, Moses was a consistent leader. He introduced the law of Moses. He erected the Levitical priesthood. He established leadership. He also established an army, the ability to fight. And Joshua, his predecessor, was the leader of the armies or the armed forces. When Moses died, he now picks up the position as leader of the nation, not of a church, of a nation. He's very skilled. And God magnifies the man in the midst of the people, just like he magnified Moses. In other words, Joshua is miniature. He's miniature, but when you put a magnifying glass and put it on the screen, he becomes bigger. This is what God did for him, and he will do it the same for us. He will magnify us in the midst of a situation if we would just follow his plan and obey him. Joshua is with them for 20 years. 7 years of fighting, 13 years of administration. And some people don't know how to transition from the fight to the administrator. We're so used to bumping people and hitting them in the chest and pushing them back. We don't know how to get people, get to a position where we are able to administrate and get people the goods that they've been fighting for. It's one thing to fight for it. It's another thing to have somebody in your life that helps you to accomplish what you've been fighting for and attain it. Glory to God, to manage it properly. And here's Joshua. He's a military genius for 7 years, but the next 13, he's an administrator, making sure each tribe gets what they were fighting for. So you may see in a church or in a congregation, this is the book of Joshua now, you may see people, and for a time, we're fighting to gain ground. Then we have to shift and change and make sure everybody wins. But if you don't understand that, you just want to kick out your enemies. I'm going to show you that's not the will of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's look at the scripture. Here we move in the book of Judges. Joshua is gone. Moses has been gone. And now there is no leader. And they have not stepped into the monarchy yet. There is no Saul. There's no David. There is no Solomon. They're all in the future. And we have a place now, a nation that has no key leader that obeys God. And when you don't have somebody that's pushing us toward God, people begin to do whatever they want to do and say, it's okay. It's my life. It's my truth. That's what's happening in America right now. Everybody talking about what they want to do. And our community suffers the most because we have no leader. And in many homes, there's no father. Even the things that I say is offensive. That's why I have to be careful. That's why I'm moving out of the counseling business and moving it to a system that will create a center of counseling so nobody can say I'm trying to throw off. I got to preach the gospel. And sometimes I'll step on a toe. But the thing is, I'm going for the masses. I'm trying to get people to get an understanding. We're not to dance with the ites. What we're supposed to be doing is getting to promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, I'm preaching myself happy. So the book of Judges is a period of time where there is no king and no leader, and everybody's doing whatever they wanted to do. But God raised up judges. He raised up judges. Say, he raised up judges. Amen. We're going to highlight one with only one verse to peek into his life, because God don't need to talk a lot about him, but he did great things. The Bible says that the nation of Israel, he took them into the promised land, but he left nations in the promised land. This is verse 1. He left them for the purpose of the ones on his side who had not experienced war tactics, who had not experienced war in Canaan, so they can learn how to fight. God doesn't wipe out everybody in your church that you don't like, because he's trying to show you how to fight, not fight them. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. How many times have you heard that? But against principalities. You can pick up and move to the Gulag a cappella core and sing with no music, and you're going to see the same spirit show up. You could go to California and start a church, and you're going to see the same people migrating, or personalities migrating in your life that you got to deal with that you wouldn't deal with in Palm Bay. Because that's just the way it is. The Bible says there are nations that the Lord left to test all of those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. So he left nations in the land to test his people. And he will leave people around you, and even on your job, to test you. You can't wipe out all of your enemies. If you did, you wouldn't have anything to work for. God cannot perfect us if everything is peaceful. I know you tired. That's what I hear. I'm tired, Bishop. They don't even say tired. I'm tired. Are you tied or tired? I bet you tied to something too. When you tired, get yourself together. Everybody's tired. My grandmama used to say, she said, pick up the yard, clean up the yard. They said, you know, pick up the trash and everything. I said, my back hurts. She said, you don't have a back. She said, you have a gristle. I said, what? I think everybody has a back. What you mean? What you mean? Gristle. I'm making some transitions with my father, and so there was a lady down the street in the yard picking up some, from what I hear, I wasn't there, but my family told me, picking up some metal in the yard or whatever, some aluminum or whatever, and the lady is in her 70s or whatever, all day in the heat, picking it up, man. But that's her life. That's her life. She's not an AC woman. That lady from the top of Bon Air, now W.C. Stafford, all of her life would be collecting what they call metal and then sell it to make money. She was in the yard. No, don't put it on the road. I got it, picking it up. Damn, all in the heat. It's hot out there. That lady was in the heat. You know why? Because she tasted desperate. That lady's used to it. Well, for her, the enemy is the heat. And God allowed it to last in her life because he's testing her to prove her. She ain't got no man that can make money for her. You know what? She does it herself. So this is what I'm trying to say. If God took away all of our enemies, how would he perfect us? You don't come to church because people are perfect. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Why you got your eyes on me anyway? Put your eyes on the Lord. My God. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Watch me, you're going to fall in the ditch. Watch the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Notice, the Bible said he did it only to teach warfare. This is verse 2. To teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. Are we with me? I want y'all to see it because we got to roll with it. Because I'm talking, but people say, what is he talking about? Do we have anybody back there on the screens? Okay. So let's look at verse 2 again. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. Now let's rewind. There was no war college or strategies taught like the Romans did, like the Greeks did, and like America does now. America sends its generals and its leaders to what we call colleges of war to teach strategy. There is none of that in this text. God says the way I'll teach my people strategy is to let them be tested. I'm going to teach you battle tactics, how to keep your mouth closed at night, how to make sure you track and make sure you deal with your refuge, how to stay in formation, how to move in formation and stay connected, how to unify and deal with your issues because the enemy is out there, not here. I'm going to use something that you don't like. And the elements that you got to deal with, and the side of hills that you got to deal with, and all of the stuff that you deal with when you're traveling to teach you warfare so you will have battle experience. I say the same thing to the people of God. They have a problem with every issue that goes on. We got to get to the point where we're not welcoming conflict, but we understand God uses it to perfect us, not them. You are his people, and he will use situations in your community and in your church to teach you battle strategies. And if you deal with it in your church, you'll be able to deal with it better in your home. Not in reverse. It's not when you deal with it better at home that you deal with it as good as in the church. It's not that way. God allows what happens in here to perfect you. He allows what happens on your job to perfect you. Thank you, Lord. And so with that understanding, we want to go now to verse 31 because it said there's a man by the name of Shamgar who struck down 600 Philistines. Samson used the jawbone of an ass or a donkey. But Shamgar uses the ox goad, which is a stick with a metal hook on the end. It is not a staff. It's not a rod. It's a stick, a long stick with a metal hook or sharp point on the end. And he uses it to keep cattle, to keep oxen moving. He used that thing, was able to slay 600. Think about what I said. 600 warriors, and he has no battle tactic experience. He's not a part of the army. He never swore in. He never went to boot camp. The only thing he had was boldness and audacity. In the context of Judges, I believe this story gives us backdrop on how God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And I believe I'm talking to the ordinary, but also the extraordinary, because one of the things the enemy don't like about you, he doesn't care about the job we have or how fancy our vehicles are. He doesn't care about all of that. Go and get it. What he can't stand is the oil that's on you. He can't stand that you were smeared. He can't stand that you were selected by God to do something great. He can't stand that God has endued you with power. So he's constantly trying to strip you of your power. He can't stand it. He can't rest until he strips you of the gift that God gave you. And he'll do it by any means. Come on, Malcolm X. By any means necessary to take away your powers. And we are giving it over to the enemy without a fight because we won't obey God. I choose not to obey God because I'm in my feelings. You better get yourself together and obey God and reserve the anointing that's on your life, because it's always for a future purpose. You're not anointed for now. You're anointed for your future. Something is coming over the hills.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Be Bold, Be Strong, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Without love, life comes to pieces. You need someone to love and someone to love you.
Billy Graham.
For some people, they never find someone really to love or someone to really love them.
Maybe you fall into that group. Well, Billy Graham has some reassuring words for you.
Someone does love you. That someone is Jesus Christ. He loves you so much that he died on the cross for you. And God has given you the capacity to love and be loved. The Bible says God is love. You see, the whole Bible is a love story. It's the greatest love story in the world. It's God's wonderful, magnificent love affair with the human race.
If you'd like to learn more about someone who loves you unconditionally and wants to be a part of your life today, go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.